The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we know that you make frivolous purchases. We all do. So what is something you buy that you know is just a complete waste of money, but you do it anyway? 206-803-ROCK. David in Federal Way, do you wear your sunglasses at night?
Okay.
Half a day from Guam, guys.
Hey. What's up, David?
Yeah, I wear them at night, and as little as the sun comes out here, I shouldn't have as many sunglasses as I do.
Are you spending a lot of money on these sunglasses, or are you going like a cheaper brand, but you get just a lot of them?
I get a lot of them, cheap brands, and then when I'm at like the what do you call it? Outlet malls and stuff like I end up buying expensive ones too. But I guess just like the song, my future is so bright, I gotta wear shades. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, take care, David.
Brian Castle got me hooked on. He gets like these cheaper sunglasses from a brand called Gooder. And I'm like, I already want to buy something from anyone that calls their brand Gooder, G-O-O-D-R, which I think is just hilarious. And I ordered a pair. It was like $25. And I'm like, they fit great. They're comfortable. I'm like, this is a slippery slope, though, because now I want to buy more Gooder.
But if you lose them, you don't feel like you're totally out.
Yeah. My wife gets like expensive sunglasses. And like she takes care of them. But I'm like, I couldn't do that.
Me either.
Yeah.
Mark in Puyallup, you are a coffee connoisseur like Steve is, huh?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking, and I have a good one. And I had a call in. I just bought coffee right now.
I was about to say, are you at a coffee stand right now?
Yeah. So I go to the Starbucks right by my house, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but I just pull up and they see me and they know what I want.
Dude,
so I don't even have to talk. So I figured out the math, and I figured that we probably spend around $3,000 a year on it.
I don't want to do the math on mine. I feel like we'd be right around there as well, and that's not – I don't think that's an exaggeration.
If you buy two a day, that's probably what it's going to be about.
Yep.
And buying an espresso machine will not help.
Oh, so you got one, and you still go?
Oh, yeah. It's not the same. You can never match it. I don't know how they do it. The beans are too fresh or something, but
and Mark, also you bring up a good point. There is nothing better than going somewhere and they already know your order. It just kind of makes you feel good.
You're a baller.
The problem is that this just shows how bad we are. I could think of four coffee shops that I could go to at any given moment, and they know our order.
Dang, you get around.
Yeah, there's Rescue Me. There's Electric, there's Bigfoot Java, there's now Dutch Brothers.
Anthem.
Anthem. It's bad. If one of them even knows the last four digits of my cell phone number for the rewards thing. God. She's just like, yep, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, knows my name. It's like, did I come here too much? Yes, but please keep coming. You're keeping our coffee stand in business.
Latricia in Ravensdale, what is it that you like to spend your money on?
Oh, good morning, guys. I spend my money on too many shirts, cotton T-shirts, mostly white, but I also get colored ones just because I have an obsession with tie-dyeing, and I have a Cricut. I have a Cricut that sometimes I can get out and use, too, but the problem is I keep telling myself I'm going to have time one of these days to actually get back to it, but I don't.
When you do get back to it, you should make a Daily Mig Show tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, that would be cool. It's a lot of fun, and I do buy the expensive dyes and watch all the YouTube videos, and it's a lot of fun, but it's my husband is like, where in the hell are we going to put all of these shirts?
Yeah.
And I keep finding bags. Like, I was looking in a closet yesterday, and it's like, oh, a bag of more shirts. I've got shirts stuffed everywhere, but I buy them on sale. I don't pay full price, but
Like, still buying a lot of them.
I'll buy five of them at a time.
Bags on bags on bags.
I just love you. Like, hey, make tie-dye daily make shirts. You know, that way we can market ourselves to people who tripping on acid at a festival to listen to our show. I love the idea.
Let's go.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.